Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week during the season, I've picked the losers. Now I'll pick the winners in the state title games at Benedict College in Columbia. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V overheard three local football fans, two of whom lived in Rock Hill and one who lived in Fort Mill, talking about their experience this year. The first guy from Rock Hill blamed his team's problems on the coach. The second guy from Rock Hill blamed his team's problems on the players. The third guy from Fort Mill, he blamed his parents. He said if he'd been born in Football City, USA, he'd have been supporting a team that was contending for a state title.
Well, Gino, that just goes to show you can't please all the people all the time.
Okay, let's start picking some Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night's losers.
Fort Dorchester versus Dutch Fork.
The Patriots and Silver Foxes have played eight times since 2005, and Dutch Fork has seven wins. Fort Dorchester's lone win came during the regular season in 2017, but the Patriots lost to the Silver Foxes in the playoff rematch that same year. Both teams have played great defense this season. The Foxes only allow 13 points a game and score 44, while the Patriots only allow 16 points a game and average scoring 33. Tommy Knotts and this team has been on a mission to win their seventh state title. Steve LaPrade and the Fork can't keep pace. The big, mean, green grind-em-up machine rolls through the walls of the Fort and grinds the loyalist bones to dust in a high-scoring win over the red, white, and blue. Saturday, night's loser, the Fort Dorchester Patriots. Saturday, night state champion, the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes for the seventh time.
Bowdersville versus Buford.
The Green Eagles and Patriots have never met. Buford has played in four state title games, winning two. The first in 1935 and the second in 1945, ironically beating Clover. It was Clover then that beat Buford in their next state title game in 2007, then South Point defeated them last year. The one difference now is that the Green Eagles are playing at the AAA level. The Patriots have only been around for 11 years, and this is their first shot at a state title. Experience is a huge factor in this game, and it shows. Bryce Librand's Big Green Raptors tear out the eyes of Robert Mustard's Red, White, and Blue Troopers. Thursday, night's loser, the Powdersville Patriots. Thursday, night's AAA state champion, the Buford High Green Eagles.
Johnsonville versus Christ Church.
The Cavaliers and the Flashes have played once in the 2012 state title game, and Christ Church won 27-18. Now, 10 years later, we are getting a rematch. The Cavaliers have been to the finals five times, 1977, 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2014, winning all five games. The Cavaliers average around 28 points while giving up only 13 points a game. The Flashes have played in four state title games and only won one, a 26-7 win over Buford in 1993. The other games in 96, 98, and 2012 were lost by an average margin of 13 points. Some things don't change. Quinn Hatfield's feather-capped sword-swinging Episcopalians trap Ken Cribb's lightning in a bottle and reduce it to a minor spark. Friday, night's loser, the Johnsonville Flashes. Friday night's state champion is Christ Church Episcopal School.
Abbeville versus Oceanside Collegiate.
The Landsharks and Panthers have never met. Abbeville's been to the finals 14 times, winning 11, including their last five. Jamie Nichols has won eight of the 11 titles. Oceanside's been playing since 2016 at the AA and AAA classifications. Oceanside coach Chad Wilkes made it to the quarterfinals and semis in the 3 years he was at Lamar. So this is new territory for his Sharks. For Jamie Nichols and the Panthers, a state title game is a normal season, and that is the difference. Chad Wilkes' cunning killer fish find after a quarter or two they are truly out of water. and Jamie Nichols' Garnet and Gold Jungle Cats squish the fish at the end. Friday, night's loser, the Oceanside Land Sharks. Friday, night's AA state champion, the Abbeville Panthers.
South Florence versus Northwestern.
The Bruins and the Trojans have met four times since 1975, with the Trojans winning three games. The last win was 2009, and all Northwestern wins were shutouts. South Florence is undefeated, while Northwestern has a 28-7 loss to Gaffney early in the season. Since then, the Trojans have won nine straight, averaging 48 points a game and allowing 16 points a game. The Bruins had a close win over Oceanside, 29-28, the second game of the season, but have been on track since that time, an averaging 52 points a game, allowing only 12 points a game. The difference, in my opinion, is level of competition Northwestern plays week in and week out, and it shines when it's compared to South Florence rescheduled. Drew Marlowe's Dancing Bars can't find their groove and realize they don't have their life jackets as Paige Wofford's Legion of Doom conjures up the purple wave in the second half to bring home another state title trophy to Football City, USA. Saturday, night's loser, the South Florence Bruins. Saturday night's 5A state champions, the Northwestern Trojans. That's all the time we have this year. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to support high school football at the Weekend of Champions in Columbia and in your hometown during the offseason. But always, be true to your school. J5V, it's been a great season once again, but it has flown by. Thanks for all you do. Execute 90 fake draw, screen green on 2 at the end of this sequence.
All right, Gino, until next year, see you then.
Push him back, push him back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash him now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be in.